Good morning, Metroplex Hump Day Edition of Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And yesterday, the interview that caught fire and went pretty viral on all the socials was Stephen Jones sitting down in the Wild Fork Foods hot seat with the G-Bag Nation. And Bobby started texting us. He begged Choppy and I to listen to this before dinner last night. We both refused, and Rowdy Tellez was in my mind because I said I did not listen to the Rowdy Tellez interview, and it paid off live on the air. It gave me a top five moment in my time in history here at the radio station. Will this do the same? So, Bobby, you go ahead and set it up because you suggested just playing this thing from the beginning.
Yeah, this will – I don't anticipate this will give you Rowdy Tellez feelings. This is more confrontational, intense. The other one was just blind and like – hey, Chubby. Like, that was just weird. That was very uncomfortable. This one is fully aware of the discomfort and going, well, let's keep doing this. Let's lean in. Let's see if we can get a little more here. So this was Stephen Jones sitting down with them yesterday, and it was in the middle of a segment. And so they come and sit down, and Dawson is just like, all right, we got time. Let's go. And Gavin just basically launches in right from the jump into all the questions he has for Stephen Jones about the offseason.
It's been very busy, and there's a lot of stuff to keep track of. But, you know, what I really wanted to ask you is, have agents figured out your guys' pattern, and are they using it against you?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel comfortable. I mean, we've got Dak signed. We got CD signed. We got Jake Ferguson signed early. We got Osa signed. You know, every timing's different, every negotiation's different.
Well, I guess
I don't think there's necessarily any type of thing to figure out here.
Okay, so from
right,
my
stop
perspective.
It. Yeah, you got them signed, but the criticism would be with Dak and Lamb, you did it late and you cost yourself money. Osa, okay, fine, different story. People would argue Ferguson didn't even deserve that money yet, so you were going to get him signed earlier. Although, as you brought up with Jake yesterday, Bobby, Jake could have bet on himself and waited, but like, it's not as simple, in my opinion, of just saying, you know, we got Dak and Lamb signed. What do you mean? Yeah, you got him signed later at the top of the market. There's still no one who makes more money in the National Football League than Dak Prescott.
And I think what he gets into more here and what they keep continuing to say, the implication or the insinuation is we would get some of these things done earlier. There are people involved who don't want to get them done early, really. Like they're not interested in doing anything other than the only way I'll sign right now is resetting the market and being way above. Yeah. That's the only deal I'll take right now.
And I obviously the other thing is, you know, they don't feel like it costs them money by waiting because of their philosophy on contracts. And if they give that away and come out and say it, they're giving away what they consider to be a trade secret.
All right, let's continue.
Okay, so from my perspective, if you want to go early and you take less than what you would get in free agency, you guys are very willing to do those deals. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way for a while.
Sure.
But if it's a really great player and they want to wait, I don't think they have any fear that you guys will actually move on.
Okay, well, I mean, that's to each his own. And certainly, like I said, we've had two, if you will, great players, getting paid highest at their position when we did the deal, and Dak and CD, and we decided we wanted to do deals with both of them. And then obviously we're in the middle of another, you know, high-profile player, but, each one of them's different in my mind.
Okay. All right. Case by case basis. I can definitely understand that. From poker, you know, and I'm a poker player. If the table knows your pattern, it's time to change the pattern.
Yeah. You and I'll just have to agree to disagree. I don't think there's a pattern here. How many ways do you want me to say it?
Well, I guess three is good enough.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So then my next question.
Nice. Dawson's right. Like I think they do, and we've talked about this. It doesn't seem like Jerry wants to ever. They're scared to walk away from great players.
Well, yeah, I think the suggestion is like right now, sitting here, I feel like the Cowboys will cave if it comes. They're not going to play a game without Micah Parsons. They'll cave to that.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't think that was.
And they weren't going to start the season without their quarterback right. either.
I don't think Dawson's point was the one you're making, though, of just like, hey, you shouldn't be afraid to walk away from a great player. Just like what I think Dawson was just like, it's a pointless standoff to wait because they don't think they think your bluffs aren't serious.
Yeah, you're not going to do another Emmitt Smith season.
Yeah, I don't think right. Dawson's arguing against letting any of these guys go. I think he's just saying like just get it done instead of like standing off.
So you're not going to win.
Yeah,
but Dawson is kind of preaching to him. I feel like he's now. I know the fans love this, and I know Steven is the bad guy, and Dawson, as you said, Bobby Baby with the tsunami line of the night, as he said, Dawson doesn't have to worry about drowning because. He'll be carried on the Tolo's shoulders from this interview, but I can see why I can see why Steven's starting to get a little bit defensive because Dawson kind of lecturing him a little bit. This is how you need to do it. This is how you should be doing it.
I'm a poker player. I got these underground rooms and son of hell.
Have you been invited to poker night in Sunnyvale yet?
Does Dawson invite?
I don't know.
Those two things don't go in the same sentence.
Dawson invited me to Habit Burger out here one year.
He did?
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to lunch. You want to go? I was like, yeah, let's go.
Oh.
That was the only time.
He's like, show me how to set up a podcast, Bobby. All right, let's continue. Stephen Jones with the GPEC Nation.
My next question, just team building wise, is why not? I mean, with all the good players on the team, why not pick one of these years to say, let's throw another $30 million at this thing and shore up all of our weaknesses and really go for it?
Right.
I think the teams in today's NFL that are winning it don't have the holes that maybe they did in the 2000s. Like, there were a bunch of wild card teams getting it done, but I don't think wild card teams are getting it done anymore, Steven.
Sure. I think, the question is, when you talk about $20 or $30 million, the question is, does it go to Jake Ferguson and any other guys that we want to sign versus what might be available out there? And we make a decision that we want to go internally versus externally. That's a decision that we have to make. And, at the end of the day, over the course of a 5-year period, every team that spends to the cap like we do is going to spend the same amount of money. Can you push more into 1 year? And leverage out and push out, of course you can. But over the course of a 5-year period, every team, there's a salary cap, and every team's going to spend to it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's fair. I think Philadelphia is really an outlier, so I wouldn't ask you to do something like that. But are you guys resistant to a yo-yo of, like, we're going to spend a bunch here, we're going to clear dead money and get a good draft pick? Does that strategy not make sense?
Well, it can in the right situation. I just think every – I don't think there's very many teams out there that are one player away. And, I think you have to manage your team. You have to strategize on what you want to put together. And, we feel like we've checked a lot of boxes in terms of internally thinking that we have filled the holes that we need to fill to be a great football team.
Okay. All right, stop it there for a sec, Pepe. You want to comment on the management and the funny money, on whether it goes to re-signing your own? I think Dawson's asking for a big free agent splurge. I do want to, though, take 1 second and remind myself, all of us, and the listeners, I'm happy. Like, I feel good about the Dallas Cowboys offseason. I feel like we need to remind people of that. We need to refresh them of this time last year with the feeling versus right now. I'm optimistic and excited. I don't think they're going to go in the Super Bowl, and I don't think they're going to be in the Super Bowl. But, like, I'm excited once again, and maybe it's just football coming around or, the Dallas Cowboy heroin in the bloodstream. I give them a thumbs up for the offseason the way I feel about the squad right now, and I think we forget that just because of all the same negative storylines.
Yeah, and I think that what Dawson's getting at is, yes, you did have a better offseason. You went and got George Pickens, which is a type of move we've asked for a long time.
Yep.
You did it coming off of what felt like a bad football team, though. Like why in these other years when you were 12-5, why didn't the George Pickens move come then? Like I think he's more just talking about, in those years, why, when you've been competitive and been close, why haven't you just made that big move?
Right.
And just said, we'll deal with the financial repercussions after that.
Right. All right, let's continue. Steven Jones yesterday, Wild Fork Foods Hot Seat with G-Bag.
Okay, and I appreciate you answering these questions. I'm not trying to ambush you.
What, you're not.
Okay, so like during the season or around the calendar, we'll be having these conversations, and you know, there's these questions that pop up, and I feel like to be fair to you, I should give you a chance to answer the questions here on the show.
Sure.
Because I don't want to be talking bad about you behind your back and then not. But another thing
you
I had
do that would
no, maybe in the name of entertainment.
I'm disappointed.
Hey, and I need to give you and Jerry your props for letting us cook.
Yes.
You know, it's rare to find a flagship radio station that can share honest opinions as much as you guys give us the freedom to at the fans.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So thank you for that. Okay, so then my third question here is, I have a theory that maybe you guys drag out the deals to get engagement from the media. Well, and it's like the best $2 million you can spend having to give Dak a few more.
Well, let's just start off. We don't agree on that. We don't drag deals out. We do deals when there's an opportunity to do a deal. And certainly no one knows what goes on internally with a particular negotiation. But, sometimes agents and players aren't ready to pull the trigger till they see other cards play. Mm-hmm. And what we're not going to do is go out and, do something that's not responsible in terms of, just in the name of getting a deal done 1 month earlier. Go do it and pay the guy another $5 million of your cap space.
Yeah.
And especially when you're dealing, in our particular case, internally with guys that are homegrown here and we feel like they want to be here. I always felt like Dak wanted to be here. I always felt like CD wanted to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's so much information that's out there.
All right,
Adam
stop.
Schefter would.
That's good. That's really good. And I listened to this yesterday, and I think I'm going to – this is dangerous because Dawson's the hero and celebrating G-Bag right now. And I think I'm going to take the Cowboys' side right now, like on this Micah deal, and maybe some of the other ones. I think they're trying to tell us that Micah is asking for like $46, $47 million. I think that's what they're trying to tell us. And here's my suggestion to Steven and Jerry – although this probably wouldn't help the negotiations, they should leak this if it's the case. They should leak it if Lamb did it. They should leak it if Micah is doing it, because they just get crushed and they get murdered in the court of public opinion about the negotiation. And I think he's trying to tell us this isn't 41 a year. This is not just as simple as the TJ Watt deal. We may end up at 42 and everyone would say, why'd you wait so long? I'm just convinced that they're asking for like 46, 47, or even 50.
Or a reset of the guarantees or whatever.
And if that's the case, I support Jerry and Steven in that.
Yeah, I thought that Dawson asked fair questions, and I thought Steven answered him well. Like, he's right. No team in the NFL is – actually, he's wrong. Every team in the NFL is one player away. The player is Patrick Mahomes. They're all one player away. Other than that, there is no such thing as being one player away that isn't a quarterback, in my opinion, right? Now, you can piece units together, but that's what we're trying to do here. This is there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with their approach. Bobby's detailed the approach. I don't think there's anything wrong with the Cowboys not saying it like that because they don't want to give away their philosophies. I get that. But, yeah, if Mike is asking for a complete $5 million jump, you know, would it help them to say it? I mean, probably not, right? It's
like,
it's one of those things where neither side wants to tip their hand, and they're both like the Cowboys really are the ones that are taking the PR.
And Steven gets into that a little bit, like he says, like if we've signed guys to deals, like we want, like he kind of references it in the course of talking to Dawson.
We'll continue with it. Gavin Dawson and the G-Bag Nation making all the headlines, throwing the shots at Steven Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. What happened at team dinner last night? And why can't the Rangers beat the Angels next?